Give him praise. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the worship that he deserved this evening. Amen. As we sing that song, Father, make us one. Amen. That the world may know that surely you sent your son. Amen. To come and unite us. Amen. Especially in this time of hallelujah, of Revelations. Amen. 22:17. Hallelujah. The Spirit and the Bride say come. And the Spirit and the Bride must unite together in order to call the others. Hallelujah. To come. Hallelujah. There must be one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to you. Do you appreciate that song? Amen. The prayer that Jesus Christ made in St. John. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to this evening service. Amen. And let's go straight to our Bible, to Psalms 104. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you feel the sweet anointing in the house? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Psalms 104. And amen. From verse 1, reads on this wise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covereth thyself with light, as with garment, who stretches out the heavens like curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that should not be removed forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that the Lord himself who maketh the foundation of the earth that should never be removed forever? That's why when we come into his house tonight, like now, this time, we need to thank him, praise him, and worship his holy name, because of he is our mighty God. He has done great things for us, and he's still doing more. And that's why we have to praise his holy name. So let's pray, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this, amen, evening, Lord, tonight, Lord, with our thanksgiving, and giving you all the praise and all the glory that you deserve, Lord Jesus Christ. We love and appreciate you for all that you have done for us, Lord. Be with us, Lord Jesus Christ, tonight as we sing songs of worship, Lord, and any songs of praise, Lord. And as the service progresses, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, you be with us, Lord. Be the musician, amen, the technician, the worshippers, Lord, and the minister, our beloved pastor, as comes forth, Lord, to bring the word to bless our soul and to unite us back to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. As we have been just singing that song, Lord, that make us one, that the world may know, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise you. Be thus, Lord. Make everything stable, Lord. And may your purpose, Lord, prevail, Lord, in this service, Lord. Let nothing, Lord, come and interfere with the service, but let everything, Lord, be according to the way you purpose before the foundation of the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, and amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Let's continue singing that song. Oh, Father, hallelujah, one more time. Father, hear one. Send your own son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. I remember that was the emphasis on the last message in German. Father, make us one. Let the world know. Hallelujah. It is the devil that brings disunity and causes confusion. But that's our prayer tonight. Father, make us one. Hallelujah. The spirit and the bride wants to unite together. Amen. To call other members. So that's our prayer tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, that you make us one, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you back the glory. Because you know, we know you are working in us tonight to make us one, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Which other prayer, Lord, can we make? We are making that prayer tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And one of these days, we shall make that last prayer. Even so, Lord, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, let's sing this song. Lord, you are so precious to me. Amen. As we welcome the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. so precious to and I love. Yes, I love you because you're fine.
Well, praise the Lord. Beautiful worship. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, dear God, we thank you for bringing us together again in this sanctuary, Father, where we feel the love of God. We feel such a peace in here, dear God, such a comfort in our hearts. We know it's your presence, dear Father. And we want to thank you and glorify your holy name. Be with us, O Father, and those online, each and everyone, O God, may your blessings be upon them, Father. And Lord, the few words that will be spoken tonight, may it be spoken, Lord, in such a way that will bring us closer to you, dear Father, for indeed is the word of God. And may the Spirit come behind it, Father, and quicken it back to our hearts. Bless your word now as we read it and the preaching of the word. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray and ask the blessings. Amen and amen. God bless you. It's very, very beautiful worship. Amen. God bless you, Brother Christopher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, time. And thank you, Brother Benon. Where's Benon? Benon, God bless you for the song service. Amen. And welcome, everyone. God bless you. Amen. And we want to go straight to the word. Just a few things that the Lord put in my heart. Nothing new. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 11. And then 10 to 12. Yeah, verse 10 to 12. And then 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Those are the forces, brethren, that we come against, and they come against us every day, every single day. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Get it here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of the Holy Scriptures. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Welcome again to the house of the Lord. Amen. It's so peaceful in here and just feel the presence, His presence. Amen. That is in the sanctuary and want to thank Him for that. Amen. For without Him, where would we be? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, what can we say about last Sunday service, Brother Moses? Brother Moses, if you are online, what a service that was. Amen. And the song service and everything was beautiful. Praise the Lord. Elohim returning in power in the bride. Amen. God bless you so much, Brother Macy, Brother Moses. And I've been receiving a lot of feedbacks from within and without about that service and about Moses' message, yes. And it was a blessing. Amen. And I watched again that service this morning. And the quality of the video and the sound, I want to real salute the technicians and the camera. Amen. It was very good. The quality of the video and the sound, it was very, very good. Amen. And the music, praise the Lord. Amen. From the archives, if you get in there, you will see the pictures. And then looking at the congregation, it was a beautiful picture. It'd be something nice, really, to look at. Praise the Lord. So let's keep up, brothers. Amen. And there are no limits. Praise the Lord. Amen. And of course, we know we are having a meeting on Saturday. I believe Brother John is already on the way, or I don't know the time he left. And Brother Mike, I believe, and Brother Francis will be leaving tomorrow. And then Brother Alex and the rest will be going on Friday. Amen. So we'll pray for safe journey mercies, for protection on the way. The Holy Spirit may go with His people. And then also be with us during the meetings and then also on the return journey. So let's keep praying that God may grant the grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to send greetings to all online. Amen. Those who are following the service tonight, we send you greetings from Tororo. It's beautiful in here. Praise the Lord. Very, very nice. Very sweet spirit, sweet presence that is here tonight. So I brought this, the Lord, I've been looking at this book of Ephesians. I mentioned a few things about it, the service we had. After when I preach this message, the whole arm of God, put on the whole arm of God. And I thought the Holy Spirit put in my heart to really look at this book so deeply and maybe have a study on it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there are many things in there which I believe will be of great help to the church. So my title this morning is tonight is the whole arm of God. The other time I said they put on the whole arm of God, but this time the whole arm of God. Amen. I don't know how long I'll take. I'll try to be short because of the time. Amen. Now, this book of Ephesians, the prophet says, is a very special book. Amen. Because it was addressed to the Alpha Church. Amen. And then, of course, there is Omega Church, which is us. Number 8. Praise the Lord. And number 8 is a new creation. Praise the Lord. Amen. The church in the Holy Spirit slots. Amen. That is the Ephesians church. And the prophet says this message is to bring on another Ephesians. Amen. So, in other words, the bride can only be in Ephesians. In the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the Ephesians, the first one, the second one. Amen. So when we talk about a bride, then it's about Ephesians. When we talk about the fivefold ministry, it's Ephesians. Amen. Put on the soldiers, the arm of God is in Ephesians. Amen. The inheritance in Ephesians. In the book of life is in Ephesians. Those who are predestinated are found in Ephesians. Praise the Lord. Amen. And predestination means God is involved in every bit of your life. Everything. Both good and bad. Amen. For his own counsel. Amen. He purposed it before the foundation of the world for his own pleasure. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Ephesians, a victorious church. Amen. One Lord, one bride, one body, one baptism. Amen. So the message was supposed to bring on another Ephesians. Very clear. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's why when you see all these divisions, your heart, drips. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So I thought probably I would speak a few things that to make emphasis on the importance of this book here, Ephesians. It was written in AD 64. From Rome by Paul, amen, and he wrote that. Actually, the Holy Spirit led him to write that at a time when the Jews rejected Christ, and then Paul now turned on to the Gentiles, amen. And in the book of Acts, the last chapter. Chapter 28, I read from verse 25 to 31. This is Paul's words. He says, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they had arguments with the Jews. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias, the prophet, unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people. And say, hearing, you shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing, you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of these people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." Amen. Amen. I read a quote the other day, say in Ephesians, the prophet said, in Ephesians is given to us to understand. Amen. Amen. And we shall understand. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasonings among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the gospel, the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Amen. It was at that time that he wrote these letters. Amen. At a time when the Jews completely rejected Christ, then he wrote these letters here, and he sent one to the book of Ephesians. Amen. And when you look at the way he addressed it, he addressed this letter to the saints and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's different from all other books. Amen. It's completely different. Amen. It speaks of very, very great things. Amen. And it doesn't speak of small things like the Corinthians and the Galatians, amen, who are bewitched and things like that. But these Ephesians, praise the Lord, a perfect church. Amen. And then it also says it parallels the book of Joshua. That's Ephesians. And so I want to read something here from the Scofield, the theme, the Scofield Bible. Amen. The theme of this book. Praise the Lord. Amen. It says the doctrine of the epistle confirms this view. It contains the highest church truth. That is this book here. But has nothing about church order. It's just, you know, highest church truth. Amen. The church here is the true church, its body. Amen. Not just the local church, but universal. Amen. As in Philippians, Corinthians, he was talking to the local body. But this one is Father. Amen. Essentially, three lines of truth make up this epistle. One is the believer's exalted position through grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number two, the truth concerning the body of Christ. And then number three, the walk in accordance with that position. Praise the Lord. And there are many others inside there. There is a close spiritual affinity between Ephesians and Joshua. We know that. The heavenlies answering in Christian position to Canaan in Israel's experience. In both, there is conflict, often failure, but also victory. There is rest, and there is possession. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. As befits a complete revelation, the number seven is conspicuous in the structure of Ephesians. And seven speaks of perfection. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is in the Bible here. And then Brother Branham also spoke a few things about Ephesians. Yeah, he says, of course, he says Ephesians parallels Joshua. Then he says, now as we study together, this is in the Message Adoption, I would like to say this, that the book of Ephesians perfectly parallels the Old Testament Joshua. Ephesians, the book of Joshua. Amen. It's the antitype. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he also says the book of Joshua is there's war in there, possession, wars, and killings. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not all, you know, easy walk. That's why he says you have to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. So he says here in the Message Adoption, let me find it here. Adoption. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Praise God. Okay, praise God. Amen. Part 1, part 34. Okay, this is what he says. He says, now the book of Ephesians, as I was just saying, to my opinion, is one of the greatest books of the New Testament. It leaves us on where Calvinism runs out on one limb and Arminianism runs out on the other limb, talking about grace and legalism. But the book of Ephesians draws it together and positionally places the church. Amen. And say, now I've typed it with Joshua. If you notice, Israel was brought up out of Egypt. And there's three stages of their journey. One stage was leaving Egypt. The next stage was the wilderness. And the next stage was Canaan. Now, Canaan does not represent the age of the millennium. It only represents the age of the overcomer. Now, Canaan, of course, in Joshua, it types the book of Ephesians. So it's talking about Canaan here, it's talking about Ephesians. So it's not an easy walk. There's a millennium for us to go into. But right now, it says it represents the age of the overcomer. So Ephesians is only for overcomers, the saints, the faithful in Christ Jesus. And to overcome, you have got to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It represents the dispensation of overcoming. Because in Canaan, they killed and burned and took cities, but there will be no death in the millennium. Amen. So here we are in Ephesians, wars, the greatest battle ever fought. Amen. But another thing that it does, it brings up justification by faith after they believed in Moses and left Egypt. Now, when you are justified, that means there's nothing against you. Amen. Amen. But the mind, praise the Lord. Amen. The devil. Amen. But you should have the faith to know that there's nothing against you. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then sanctification, that's number two, to following under the pillar of fire. Amen. And the atonement of the sacrificial lamb in the wilderness. Amen. Now, we don't only, the prophet says they are in the church ages, they add the atonement in part. But when it comes to Ephesians, is the atonement in its fullness. The person of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then entering into a land that had been promised. Amen. So that means the pillar of fire was with them in the wilderness leading them. When they were going through all those moments, there was the pillar of fire there. And the pillar of fire was leading them to the land where they were supposed to have to possess their inheritance. Amen. So that should comfort every believer who has believed this message. It is only this message that justifies you. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you are justified, you are justified. The devil can bring claims, the devil can bring accusations, the devil can, but you are justified, period. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the second stage is sanctification, being sanctified. And the prophet said when they were in Egypt, leaving Egypt, the pillar of fire was there while they were moving into the promised land. That means in your trials, in your challenges, in your sicknesses, everything, the pillar of fire, the supernatural element is there with you to see you through. Otherwise, you wouldn't survive. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the purpose is to take you through those trials. And I've always said those trials and those things is just part of the journey. Amen. They are there for a purpose. Like I said, when you are a child of God, you are predestinated. Amen. Mark that word, predestinated. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the bride is here by predestination, not by choice, but by predestination. So every single step, every single thing in your life, you are a child of God, God is in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't forget that God is in it. Every single thing that you do, sickness, whatever it is, and it's all for His own pleasure. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Then He said, now, what is the land promised to the New Testament believer? The promise is the Holy Spirit. Amen. For it shall come to pass in the last days, Joel 2:28, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And upon my handmaids and my maid servants will I pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth, pillars of fire and smoke and vapor. And Peter said on the day of Pentecost, after taking his text and preaching, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. To remit, to forgive, to take away all back trespasses. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So that's what he says about Ephesians. Let me continue on. Amen. A little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, did you notice Joshua before they crossed Jordan? Amen. Joshua said, go through the midst of the camp and clean your clothes and sanctify every one of you, and let no man come at his wife, for within 3 days you will see the glory of God. See, it is a process of getting ready to inherit the promise. Yeah. Amen. Now, the promise to Israel was God gave Abraham the promise of the land of Palestine, and it was to be their possessions forever. Yeah. And there was to always remain in this land. And God promised to bless them in that land. Yeah. Now we know ours is already the Holy Spirit. That's the land. And then now they come through stages coming to this promised land. Now watch, it's perfectly typed in the New Testament. Now this, as I have said, disagrees with some of the thinking of yours. Some of you precious Nazarene people, Church of God, and so forth. Don't let it hurt, but just watch it close and watch the types. Watch and see if every place don't hit just perfect. There was 3 stages of the journey, and there's 3 stages of this journey. For we are justified by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, forsaking the land of Egypt, come out, and then we're sanctified through the offering of his blood, washed from our sins, and become pilgrims and sojourners, claiming that we are seeking a land, a city that is coming, or a promise. So did Israel in the wilderness, sojourners, no place to rest, traveling night after night, following a pillar of fire, but finally came to the promised land where they settled down. Amen. That's where we are. Praise the Lord. That's where the believer comes. He comes first to a recognition that is a sinner. We know that already. Then he's separated by the waters. The washing of the water by the word, or the washing of the water by the word, rather, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, then being justified by faith, he becomes a partaker and have peace with God. Amen. Through Christ, baptized into the name of Jesus Christ to meet him into the journey. Amen. Amen. And you say you get it into the journey, then he becomes a sojourner. Amen. And a pilgrim. Amen. He's on his journey to what? A promise that God made. Amen. Amen. Israel had not yet received the promise, but they were on their journey. Amen. Amen. Then he said, please do understand. He was talking to the Nazarene and the whole pilgrim holiness. And we have all those spirits that have come up. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Spirits don't die. Yeah. Amen. They just keep changing. Amen. Vessels. That's where you, the Nazarene, the pilgrim holiness, and so forth, fell. Because Israel, when they come to the spot of Kadesh Barnea, when the spies went over and said, the land is great, but some of them came back and said, we cannot take it because the cities are walled up and so forth. But Joshua and Caleb stood out and said, we are more than able to take it. Amen. Then he said, because of their already signed up documented statements, they believed in 2 works of grace, justification and sanctification, and could not move any further. And we have that type. Amen. We are the ones, and they already settled down. Praise that they can't go any further. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Signed up documented statement. Amen. You say, and listen, that old generation perished in the wilderness. But only 2 that went over into the promised land and brought back the evidence that it was a godly land, a goodly land. And we are more than able to take it because it was God's promise. Then instead of the people going on, receiving the Holy Spirit, and then say speaking with tongues, receiving the power of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, signs, wonders, miracles, they felt that it would break down their tradition of doctrine. And what happened to it? Perish in the wilderness. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is still real. Amen. Just like it was then. Praise the name of the Lord. We have little brother Jeremiah there. Amen. We are believing for you, Jeremiah. You are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's believing it. Praise the Lord. We have our little ones, Brother Ronald. I have Brother Michael back home there. Praise the Lord. Amen. How will they go in the rapture without the Holy Ghost? You see that? Amen. And you look at the message today, find a place where emphasis is singly put on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look at Brother Branham. All through up to the time he left, that was the emphasis. Look at Brother Coleman, up to the end when he left, that was the emphasis. Praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But people have relaxed. Amen. Some have already arrived. Praise the Lord, they have gone to seed. Praise God, before the end of the journey. But the believers, the Caleb and the Joshua outfit, that was going on to the promise, they moved on over into the land. They took the land, they settled in the land, and they have it as a possession. We never stop at just the sanctification. Let's go on to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let's not stop at believing on the Lord Jesus being baptized. Let's not stop because he cleans us from a life of sin, but now we press on into our position, to our promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For Peter said on the day of Pentecost, "For the promise unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." So Ephesians here sets us like Joshua positionally. You see, he said, now you notice Joshua, after crossing over and speak and taking the land, then he divided the land. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. So here we are. Amen. That was Brother Branham's words concerning Ephesians, paralleling the book of Joshua. Amen. And then, when he preached adoption, you may be seated for a while. Amen. Before he preached adoption, he had had an experience. Amen. An experience where he was translated, caught up, and taken into the heavens. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know the story. Amen. He was in a vision. He was literally caught up. And when he came back, he said he had no fear of death anymore. Amen. It was different. So it was after that vision, you can imagine the anointing, the inspiration he was under, and the faith. Amen. And he said Paul was caught up in the third heaven. So he doesn't know which heavens he was caught up into. Amen. But he said he saw things that made the fear of death just to vanish. You see that? Amen. So it was with that anointing and experience that he preached this message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Of Ephesians. And the other time, I read Paul's prayer, what he prayed. Amen. And I said he did that because he knew it had to take that. Amen. For us to stand in Ephesians. Praise the Lord. It was, I would say, a prayer request unto the Lord. He knew what it meant. He had an experience as he knew what it required. Amen. So he was putting a request unto the Lord Jesus. Oh my, praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe let me read that prayer again. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a powerful prayer that Paul made. He said that he would grant you, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." Now, that was his first request. Hallelujah. That you be strengthened. Hallelujah. Amen. You're in Ephesians. Hallelujah. Amen. And you have an inner person. Amen. predestinated, a seed germ that was placed in there before the foundation of the world. Amen. That by the Spirit of the Lord, that inner man might be strengthened. That you may have strength to move on. Because the tough war, praise the Lord, that was his first request. Then number two, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Praise God. Amen, Benon. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your heart. Amen. And that's number two. Number three, that you being rooted and grounded in love. In other words, you should be rooted and grounded in love. You watch those who has rooted, the root going deep. Amen. In love. That can never be uprooted. Praise the Lord. Oh, and grounded in there. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And then that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tororo, Nairobi, with all the saints. Praise God. Glory be to God. You don't have to go anywhere. The Spirit is here to make you comprehend together with all the saints what the other saints know. The same Holy Ghost. To comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height. Amen. It's talking about this love that you are grounded into. Now you have to comprehend. Comprehend to understand. To have a feel of it, a knowledge of it, a taste of it. Amen. Experience it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then this one again. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Amen. And then also that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. My, my. What a prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he winds it up now. He says it's handing you over. And to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in heaven, that worketh in some other place. No, that worketh in us, in me, in you. There it is. So there's a power operating in you. Amen. The world knows nothing about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What a request. What a prayer request. And God granted it. He granted the prayer of his servant. Amen. And I believe Brother Branham to the Ephesians, because he's the messenger to these Ephesians, the Omega Ephesians. Amen. This is his desire as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I was looking at this prayer, the prophet's prayer. Amen. The book of adoption. Amen. The first service, this was his prayer. He said, Lord, we are approaching thy holy and sacred writ. That is the word. Which it is more secure than all the heavens and the earth. Glory be to God. Amen. That's the right place to be in. More secure than heaven. More secure than the earth. The word that you have there. Praise the Lord. Amen. For we read in this word called the Bible that both heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Then upon this solemn hour that I come to this pulpit tonight before the purchase of your blood, these precious darling mortals that sit here tonight, grasping for every little hope that they can, to hold on for that light that is to come. May it be so sufficient tonight that every believer here will see his position. Amen. And everyone who has not yet come into this great fellowship will press the kingdom Lord and knock at the door until the keeper opens the door. Granted, Lord. We are reading in here where this Bible is of no private interpretation. God forbid that I, your servant, or any other servant, would ever try to put their own interpretation to the word. Let us just read it and believe it the way it is written. Especially we shepherds of the flocks, we pastors, who someday will gather yonder in that glorious land with the little flocks, and we will stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus, and we will see that generation come up of Paul and Peter and of Luke and Mark and Matthew and all them, and see them judged there with their groups. That means we shall also be judged. Praise the Lord. With our groups. My. Praise the Lord. He was judged himself. Amen. And he asked, will I go through? He said, yeah. And then the men of us say, we are resting on that. And we are picking them same words. Amen. And I know when that time comes, we shall go in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's believe. Let's not only believe what we preach and what we have believed, let's act on it. Amen. Let it be part of our lives. Let it become flesh. God, grant that I can lay 10 million trophies at your feet while I humbly crawl all up and lay my hands upon your precious feet and say, Lord, they are yours. My. Oh God, fill us freshly with thy spirit and with thy love and thy goodness. And may we, as the poet has expressed in the song many years ago, Dear Dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power until all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. And ever since by faith I saw that stream, thy flowing wound supplied, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, he goes on to say, I'll sing thy power to save when this poor, lip-sync, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Then the grave does not hold any death for your children. It is only a resting place or a hiding place where this corruption will put on incorruption. May we tonight see that, Lord, plainly as it is given to us in the word. God, give us understanding and place us, Lord, at your post of duty, that we might serve faithfully until you come. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Let's watch the time here. Okay, we still have some little time. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I say my title is The Whole Arm of God. Amen. So just for a few moments, amen, I have here a question. What is the whole arm of God? Amen. And what do we wrestle against? And why is the armor of God a must? Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the scripture here says, amen, where we read from, it says, put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's one. Amen. Then against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I will read also some quotes just to answer this question here about the whole arm of God and what we wrestle against. I read it from the prophet's message, The Whole Arm of God, 1962, July 1st. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me get it here. The whole arm of God. Amen. Praise God. You love the Lord? Amen. Thank you. Okay. Let me get it here. The whole arm of God, 166. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, let me get it here. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the question was, what is the whole arm of God? Amen. Paul here goes ahead to say about your loins, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and then the shield of faith, amen, and then finally the helmet of salvation. That's how his soul dresses up. Praise the Lord. Amen. But listen to what Malachi 4 says. He sums up in one thing, the Holy Ghost, which is the person. Amen. Not just the baptism, the person. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he talks about Peter here. Amen. How Peter, when the time, when the very critical moment, when the Lord, they had betrayed him, and he pulled out his sword, amen, and chopped off the ear of that guy, amen. And the Lord said, put your sword down, Peter. Amen. He was fighting. He had a sword. But the prophet here is now, he picks up from there and he says, he was good with his sword. That's right. He could deal with the creed, an understanding of the word. The sword is the word. Amen. As good as anybody could. But he, when it comes to spiritual courage, he didn't have it. He backed off. And that's where people fail. When it comes to a real showdown, they crack up. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It shows in there there's an emptiness. There's nothing solid in there. Amen. It's just about words. Amen. A trial is a very tough moment. That's why God passes us through it. So he failed right there. Now why? He only knowed one thing, his creed. Praise the Lord. But brother, after he went up to Pentecost, he put on the whole arm of God then. Amen. Now watch him. He's now a different person now. He had put on the whole arm of God. Now we are beginning to understand what the whole arm of God is. Amen. Put on the whole armor. What was it? That word that he had walked with was now in him, burning him up with fire in his flesh and in his soul. Fire. Praise the Lord. He was a different person then. If he had nothing then. Amen. He was alive. Fire. He had the whole armor of God on. That is God's provided armor. He had the baptism filled with the Holy Ghost. What is it? God makes himself ever present in his army. Amen. Ever present in his own army. God on the day of Pentecost sent down the full armor of God for his army. That was himself among them. Now, it does not talk on about the arm of God. It talks about the full arm of God. Amen. So, on the day of Pentecost, the prophet said they were adopted right there. Amen. They were baptized and they were filled. They came out of that upper room positionally placed. In their position. With full authority. Christ in them. Amen. Not just a baptism for a birth, because now we have to grow up and then we are sealed up there with charity, seven church ages. But for them, it was complete. One moment, one move of the Holy Ghost finish. Amen. So the whole arm of God is Christ himself, the person. Amen. Coming down upon you. And now when you see the statue of a perfect man, you already know what it is. You have to add on this and this and this and this. And then charity comes in to seal you up. Praise the Lord. Then grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Full redemption, the soul, the spirit, and the body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Yet you shall see me, because I will be with you, even in you, until the end of the world. Jesus said the same yesterday. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He is with us, in us. That is the armor. It is him. He is the word, and he is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in us, which is the word making the promise manifest. There you are. Amen. This is the promise. Christ is the word, and he makes it manifest, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why the church should rise up in power. Where he says this church will, the power of this church will rise up, the power of another church will rise up, the power of another church will rise up. And then together we go in the resurrection. Amen. So this church should know no defeat. I know no defeat. I know no defeat. Jesus is my Savior. I know no defeat. Have faith in God. Amen. Because you are standing on the right ground. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit quickens the word, makes the word alive. In other words, he is the powder that sends the bullet out of there with it. Like it was the powder when Goliath met Goliath, when David met Goliath with a slingshot with a rock in it, he only had one place to hit. And that was right between there. The rest of it was hammered. But God got in that spirit. He picked that stone and directed it right to the spot. What was it? He had five stones and a slingshot. Look, look. Then you say F-A-I-T-H, faith. In G-E-J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Here he comes, something is fixing to happen. Because there is the word, the promise, and the power to sling it. That is what we need today. It's a man that will take God's word with the power of the Holy Ghost behind him to press it out there and watch it come to pass. That is God's army. That is God's church. Amen. Praise the Lord. His word of fire. His army is all dressed with the ever presence of himself in there going with them. Those are powerful words. Amen. I'll go with you, be in you, not you that speaketh, the Father that dwelleth in you, he doeth the works. That is his army. Praise the Lord. The entire body of Christ. Going with you, being in you to confirm and to fulfill the word that's already in you. Amen. The body. Then he drops in here the fivefold ministry. Say he in his army, he presents his army in the form of five officers, first apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. That's his army. That's his soldiers. That is his commanding officers. All with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, waiting out there to meet the enemy on any ground he comes upon to meet the enemy with the word of God. Each one backing one another up with him, the chief captain, not out there in front, up here above, but behind, but up here above, back behind, but in them. That is the army. Vindicating what is resurrection by the proof of his works. That is the vindication of the ministry. Proof of his works, vindicating his resurrection. That is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall you do also. What is it? It is God in the church, in these five predestinated offices, backing up every word that is said with the Holy Spirit himself in there, which is the word made manifest. Proving his resurrection, proving that he lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All other religions are dead. Praise God. Amen. Their forms are dead. There's only one that is right, and that's Christianity, because Christ is living in the church of Christ. That's the difference. Making his words manifest, for he's the same. If it is the same word, it will do the same things and show the same works and show the same signs. Matthew 28 says, be with his army in them, securing them. Think of it, the great word, the great word, general triumph in us. My blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's what it is. The whole arm of God is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. And then now, you have to put on it because you're at war. Amen. You are wrestling, fighting. Praise the Lord. Amen. Against, it's not flesh and blood, but it's a principalities. Amen. Principalities, these are powers. Praise the Lord. Rulers of the darkness of this world, the cosmos. Politics, that's when you see a believer entering politics, something is wrong somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you see them going for politics, then you know something is not right. Amen. Praise the Lord. These are powers of darkness that operates. Amen. Principalities. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the Bible says we pray for them because we want peace amidst us. Praise God. Amen. That God may hold things. Then he says against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the heavens, high places is in the heavens. The sphere, the atmosphere. They control the elements. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was listening to a testimony from T.L. Osborne concerning Brother Branham. Amen. He said for them, before he met Brother Branham, he said they were taught to fear demons. Praise the Lord. Amen. That when they hear there's a demon here, they would all gang together, get a lot of forces, people, and then they would make noise. Praise the Lord. They would scream, and then believing that when they do that, the demons would run away. That was how they were brought up. So when he went to the meetings, and Brother Branham was there, and there's a child who was deaf and dumb, was right there. And then he said, now he was getting ready. He said, this is a big deal. Praise the Lord. Amen. He was raving up for a shout. And then Brother Branham just said, can we close our eyes? And then people closed their eyes. And he prayed a simple prayer. Simple prayer. Then he says, you can now lift up your heads. The demon has left. And he said, but we haven't even screamed yet. Praise God. We haven't made noise. But he said he was stunned. He couldn't believe. Simple prayers. And he says they didn't know where sickness comes from. So when Brother Bram started breaking it down, he says sickness actually is the comes from the devil. The devil is the life behind that sickness. Scientists don't know that. Doctors don't know. They see the sickness. And they give the sickness names. But there's a life behind the sickness, which is demonic. They don't know that. But Brother Branham had a revelation and understand. So he would look beyond the sickness and would cast that demon. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he said, the signs, you may still have the signs, the symptoms, but the life is dead. Amen. They say, believe with all your heart. Amen. And then one time somebody prayed for, he told him you are sick, healed, and then came back again sick. Then he said, the very faith, that faith took that sickness away. But your unbelief brought the same demon back. You see that? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we should understand, we should have an understanding of
all the demonic powers in all whatever realm, spiritual or physical, in Ephesians. But you need the full arm of God to deal with those spirits. My praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Then if the church, the whole church, can come to that understanding, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one bride, and then we stand together backing each other up, no demon will stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. So these are realities that we are faced with, the realities on the ground. Every day, principalities, powers, wicked powers that operate in heavenly places. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we have a promise that in Ephesians, amen, we have our inheritance, which is the spoken word power in our eternal life to deal with these spirits. But you need the full armor of God. Without that, you can't survive in Ephesians. That's why whatever we do, we should press on for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Before, when they just cross over Jordan, the first thing the Lord told Joshua, he said, circumcise them. The first thing before they went to war, circumcise them to take away the reproach of Egypt. And we know what that means, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Before the book of Acts rolled out, at the beginning, the Lord told them, you go tarry. Don't do anything, go tarry and wait for the promise. Amen. Amen? And chapter 2 of the book of the Acts, down came the Holy Ghost. Then they could go to battle. Silver and gold have I none. Amen. Such as I have, I give unto you. Amen. Now, the book of Ephesians is Jesus Christ made manifest. Amen. Correct? Amen. And is the word. Praise the Lord. So when you see the word being made manifest, that's Ephesians. When you see where you see the Holy Ghost moving, the word being preached and the Holy Ghost confirming the word, that's Ephesians. On display. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we say amen now? That's why we should press on. Press. Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we should create an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to operate freely. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here we are and say we wrestle against all these powers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are not going to be satisfied with a dead church. There's no dead church here. This is a lively church. Lively. Alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what makes the difference is the Holy Ghost. The power of God in our midst is what makes the difference. Praise God. Amen. And then he says here what we are really, what we wrestle against. He says we wrestle, the Bible says here, not against flesh and blood. We don't try to break toeholds. You know when people are wrestling much. You have to put your feet firmly on the ground. If your feet goes up, you're gone. You're down. So you don't break toe holes in the wrestling ring with flesh and blood. But we try to break heart holes of the spirit that has got a hold of the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hold of the people. Our loved ones who have not come in. Maybe our children who have gone wayward. Heart holes. Amen. The devil is really in there. Amen. Got into their system. Amen. Into their heart and makes them do and say things that is wrong. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you have got to break those holes. Amen. The devil, the demon's holes in their hearts. Amen. He said, now he was a fighter. He said he was undefeated. He said undefeated bantamweight championship. Amen. 3 states. He was a fighter, this Brother Branham. I used to watch the fellows come to the ring with all kind of fancy stuff, all fancy, dangle on them. That didn't make them fighters. Sometimes that was a sham. That didn't have nothing to do with it. If you didn't have some hidden power there to break the holes. Praise the Lord. And that's the way we try to bring our churches today, with the highest people, prettiest pews, and best dressed crowds that don't break the toe holes. Amen. No, it takes the hidden power of the Holy Spirit of God, that word in there, to break the hole and set the people free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. In Ephesians. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then finally, why we must. Amen. Why we must. It's a must. We've already, of course, spoken some of them. Amen. But let me read something here. This is Brother Coleman here. Amen. He says here, he's speaking a quote from the prophet. Amen. But I read from what he says here on put on the whole arm of God. He says, Satan knows. Amen. He says, Satan knows. He knows that reasoning. He knows that he knew that the word would be there on print. Praise the Lord. Amen. On print. And then he knew he would come with reasoning power, like he did Eve. See, he knows that reasoning and where reasoning lays. Yes, sir. Then he said, but to be an effectual witness of the resurrection, amen, the Lord also knows it will take the Holy Ghost. Because man cannot do those things. So he equipped his army with the Holy Ghost to do those things, to make known the secrets of the heart as he promised. It was a promise then. But it took the Holy Ghost to make that promise come to pass. You can't do that with any kind of training. You have got to do that by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the armor of God. And this is the evening light. To make Hebrews 13:8 a reality. Amen. It will not take words. Praise the Lord. It will take more than that. It will take more than a training. You can read words and read words and read words, and it will never make it come to pass until you have the Holy Ghost in there to manifest it. Amen. You can read words, and you can read words, and you can read words again. He repeats it, but until you got the Holy Ghost in there to manifest these words, brother, it will never come to pass. This world or in the world to come. You see that? Amen. So I think we have to close. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the reason that it is a must that you have this, because of the forces that we are faced with. But I thank God he has led us so far in the right direction. The grace of God has been sufficient for us, and we thank God for his grace. Can you play something? Praise the Lord. Amen. The grace of God has been more than sufficient. Amen. So let's keep in prayers. I'll dig deeper into this book of Ephesians. There's more in there. We shall settle in there. Amen. And see things moving. I mentioned the other day, it is in my heart to have a prayer line one of these days. Praise the Lord. Amen. A prayer line with a meaning. Amen. A prayer line with results. Amen. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. So God bless you. Let's bow our heads and say a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, dear God, we thank you, amen, for these few words spoken to encourage your people. Amen. We begin to realize the importance of Ephesians as it is, as this message brings on another Ephesians where the word is made manifest. So, dear God, we depend upon you. We can only speak as mortals, but it takes the supernatural element. Amen.
to vindicate the word. The word is true. So may you bless this word spoken back to the hearts of your people. Dismiss us with your love. And once again, we commit those who will be traveling to Nairobi for this weekend meeting into your hands. May you grant each and every one of them a safe journey, dear Father. Watch over them on the way. Be with us in that meeting, so Father, and may you prosper us, O God. Bless the church, amen, both here, Nairobi, and all who are following this service, Lord, wherever they may be. May you grant them the grace, dear Father. And may we go into deep study, deep prayer, as we seek thine will, and above all, thine presence, to forever be with us, guiding us and leading us. Dismiss us now with your love. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Turn around, greet your brother and sister.
And God bless you. Appreciate the message. One more time, do you appreciate the message? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You appreciate, Pastor? Amen. Pastor, God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for the wonderful message. Amen. That has made us to know the full armor of God. Amen. You know, we've been just reading and we didn't know much, amen, to talk about it. But now we have come to the understanding, amen, in Ephesians, what the whole armor of God means to us. Amen. I appreciate him for such a wonderful message. Amen. So let's, amen, sing that song. Amen. As we welcome the deacons for evening offering and tithe. It has been the grace of God that why we are here tonight. Just look at the message that we have just received. Others walked and reached somewhere and said they have already reached where they want to be. But for us, the grace of God has made us to reach where we are now. And that's why I want to thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Brother Robert. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your love. We were blind, but now we can see, Lord. Hallelujah. We were lost, but we are now found, Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we thank you for the message of the seventh under inspiration that has connected us to our eternity, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, that now we sing the song with the revelation that we know who we are. And we know where we came from, we know where we're going, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the message tonight. May you bless your servant, our beloved Pastor Bell. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, may you anoint him more and more. Lord, as he ushers into, hallelujah, to that the spiritual store of food, Lord. Amen. To bring forth more of such message, Lord, from the book of Ephesians. Amen. To feed thy children, Lord, with the sacred meat. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, praise you. We worship thy holy name, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus. Lord, also remember us, Lord, we get back to our various places of residence. The Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you take care of us, Lord, and you grant safe journey to those who will be traveling to Nairobi. Take care of them under the blood. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray tonight. In the name, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You appreciate the message one more time. Amen. So as we prepare to be ushered out, let's sing that song. Amen. I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. That's the whole arm of God. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I love you, Jesus. That's the emphasis now. The full armor of God. Hey, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.